You have to return the money to him. No matter where he is, you have to run the other side of the world to return it to him. That's only if the gezel was worth a shemah pruta. Rashi says, later you admit that you swore false. So you have a leg kapara, you don't have a forgiveness. You have to return it to his hands mamish. You can't even send it to him with a messenger. The pasuk says, in the case where you swore first, you have to return it to that person that you were shoulder to. Telling Mar says, Tanina Chodas in, we learned already one time, the Mishnah before, for I know Abba Kesem, yes, from the Abba Kesem, that a Shtus, a Mecca, I know, is 1/6, 4 out of 24. Shtus la Mecca, that's 1/6 of the Mecca. If you charge a sixth more, he has the right to get back that extra money. And the same thing, Mar says, Ha Tainish, the Kesem, Yadosh, Rafuti, Yitzchaklei. We need to finish the Mishnah for the second case. Well, I have to complain to you, say you owe me 2 kesefs, and you have to admit to Lisa Shavapruta. So Mar says, no, we also learned this. It says, Shvua Sadayonim, where is the case that Bezdin makes you swear? Ha Tainish Te Kesef. I have to come and complain to Bezdin that you owe me at least 2 kesef. For Yehoidu, and he has to admit to you, Shavapruta. So these 2 halachas we learned already in the Mishnayis, in Mishnayis Kedushin, and Mishnayis in Shavuos. So what do we need the Mishnah and Bar Metziah for? So Mar says, Sefer Tzrichloi, the end of the Mishnah we need here. The Ketani, Chamesh Prutas saying there are 5 different lachas of Prutas. Now Chamesh Prutas saying, the listening Nami and Noah, why doesn't it say the Kais of Noah is also Pruta? That this Shtus has to be worth a Pruta. If Rashi says, Goin, Im Hoya Mekach Pishesh Prutas, if the Mekach was 6 Prutas, so 1/6 there is a Pruta, that's the smallest amount of a Noah you could have. Or Merv Kana, Zoy Semeris, Ein Noah, Le Prutas. There's no dinner, no laprutas. Rashi says, "Apokas miyisur shumad veyash hakesef." Less than that is the svar by Tosfos Mechila. That's not called you gypped a person. Gypping a person fraud is only when you're making a sale of a nisur of a matveyash hakesef. So it has to be worth more than a pruta. The shtus. For Levi Yomino, Levi says, "Yesh no pruta." There is a pasha of no laprutas. The chaim to the Levi Masdis, the Levi London is brice also. Chomesh pruta saying he said in his brice that there are 5 halachas of prutas. Ho I know pruta. I know it's one of them. If you gyp somebody a pruta with sales supposed to be it's worth 6 prutas and charge him another pruta, 7th one, that's called the one the extra pruta is I know. The haidah pruta, when you admit to make the nixas haidah to be a pruta. The kadush yishu a pruta, it's the 3rd one. The gez of a pruta. And the yeshiva sadayon of a pruta. Bezdin only sits down to a din terah, and the din terah is not gez to a shava pruta. That's what Levi put in his brisa. Now, the time of the Dan, our time of our Mishnah, my time of the Katoni Yeshiva of the Hadayonim, what did our time also learn? That Bezdin only sits down to have a psak din if the Shala, the Tanya the Nitrin, is on a list of Shabbat Pruta. So it says, Tanya le Gezel. It says Gezel. So Mele Gezel is also the same thing. Mashiach Mechib and the Tanya Gezel Pruta, Shamina Mamun Huba Kafinam. That's the case of Mammon that we go into money. It has to be worth a list of Shabbat Pruta. For the Marvel, Tony Gezel, Tony Aveda. Our Mishnah says both. It says Gezel and Aveda. So should have also said Yeshiva Hadayonim. But the Hana Yisrachlei. This we need. Gezel, Hagezel, Machaber Shabapruta, Venishpaloi. The Lachen Wachav, Afil Lomadai. That's one Kiddush. That if you steal somebody and swear false and then you admit, you have to return it to him no matter where he is. Aveda, Hamoitzi Aveda Shabapruta, Chayav Hachris. Viafa Gav Dizol. That's because even though now it got worth less, still, at the time when you found it, still you have to return it to him. Rashi, Afagav, the Zohar says, Ben Mitzilach Rosa. We had the Gemara before. If when it was lost, it was worth a Shabbat Pruta. And when you found it now, it was also worth a Shabbat Pruta. Even though in between it was worth less, still there's a Mitzvah Sashova. That's the Chiddush one has to say Aveda over again. It tells us, at the time when you found it, and at the time when it was lost, is worth a Shabbat Pruta, is the Chiyav Hashava. The Alpha Gabriel says, for Levi, my time of learning Aveda, why didn't Levi learn Aveda, the Pruta? One, you all said, you only have to return him when it's worth a Pruta. Tony Le Gezel, he says Gezel, so in the Pasha of Gezel, I know that Dina Mom is supplied only to a Pruta. So now I know also, you only have to return him if it's worth a Shiva Pruta. But it's still, Amila Katoni Gezel, Katoni Shiva says, have you on him? Levi also learned both cases, that Gezel is only on a Shiva Pruta, you only have to return it, and the Pasha of Gezel only sits down on a Shiva Pruta. So why didn't he say also then, Aveda? So Mar says, Yeshivas of the Yonim Mitzvahle. No, really, once he said Gezel, that's enough. Why does it say Yeshivas of the Yonim? That's a Chiddush. Lafuki midrav Katina, not like Rav Katina. The Yomer of Katina, Bezdin is Kokkin, Alfilu Pachlash of Mishav Pruta. He goes, no, Bezdin sits down to Paschal Neshaila, even though it's worth less than Mishav Pruta. So that's a Machlaikis. Now, Velevi, don't see why. For Levi, my time like a Tony Hegdish. Why didn't Levi say also Hegdish? The Mishnah says, "An enemy shall prove this Moal." Why didn't Levi learn down his Brisa? So Mara says, "B'chulun kamari b'kodshim like kamari." Talking about chulun, not by kodshim. Elatana di dan. The kamari b'kodshim. Now, Elatana does say that. Nisni ma'isa l'pruta. Why didn't it also say when you want to be paid the ma'isa shayna we had before? You could only be paid the ma'isa shayni payris yav onto money if it's worth a shem pruta. So why do we say ma'isa shayni also? So Mara says, "Command the yama ain't b'chaim shapruta." Now we had before. It's not only the ma'isa shayni has to be worth a shem pruta, but even the fifth. That you have to be myself also has to be worth a shem pruta. So it had to be that the paris itself was worth at least like $5. First five prutas. In order the fifth of that would also be worth a shem pruta. But the more good, but listen, chaimish myself pruta. Why didn't it say then that when you want to be proud of your myself shen, it has to be enough myself shen that even the chaimish, the fifth of it, is also worth a shem pruta? Samar says, v'karna kamari, v'chaimish like kamari. Our Mishnah is not talking about Karen. The main payment has to be worth a shem pruta. We're not talking about a chaimish. Gufa, what we just learned, Omer Akhtini, Bezdin is Kokakin, Afil of Pokhamish and Mishabah Pruta. Bezdin has the right to sit down and pass in the Din Torah and Din Amamnit, even though the Shaila is on less than a Shabah Pruta. Most of Rabbi asked the question, the Asasheh Chotom in Ahegdish Yishalim, which is the Rabbi's Pokhamish Shabah Pruta Li Shabun, La Kodesh, that if you stole something or you had an Nor from Hegdish, even though it's worth Pokhamish Shabah Pruta, you have to return it to Hegdish. When you take something away from Hegdish, here there's a mitzvah to return it to Hegdish, even though it's worth less than Shabbat Pruta. But the diak is, le'koydesh in, aval hegyit loy. There's only a chiyuv to return less than Shabbat Pruta to Hegdish. But not to hegyit. Between two people, there's no din to return money if it's less than Shabbat Pruta. So what do you mean, Bezdin sits down to pass the Shiloh? Why should they pass the Shiloh? There's no mitzvah to return money that's worth less than Shabbat Pruta. At least Bezdin can't be mechayv you. The famous is a din, if you want to pay, you can pay back. The Shalom is Mechil or not. But a Kol Ponim Bezdin for sure does not force you to pay back. So what do you mean to say that Bezdin sits down even on a Pachim Shabbat Pruta? Ela, Iyit Mahochit. If you want to learn this, the way you should learn. Omer Rav Ketino. Im Huzko Kul Bezdin the Shabbat Pruta. If Bezdin first sat down on a Shaila that was Nogeta Shabbat Pruta, then the Lachar is Goymer in Afidu Pachim Shabbat Pruta. If the beginning of the Shaila was, I say, you stole from me a Shabbat Pruta. We had a din Torah on that. And then at the end I complained and said, but 2 weeks ago, he stole from me even a pocket of a Shabbat Pruta. So since Bezdin started to have the Shiloh on a Shabbat Pruta, now I can add on all my complaints, even though my second complaint is less than a Shabbat Pruta. Now, Chilas Adin Vina Pruta. Kumar Din Lai Vina Pruta, that's his Kiddush. Rashi says, Goyim in Afidu Pachas. Im Chazar Hasheni V'Tov Pachas Mishabbat Pruta. Koydim. Sha'omdu Bezdin Misham Nizkokkin Lai. And before Bezdin got up from this Pesach Din, since they started out with the Shiloh of the Shabbat Pruta, so Bezdin sat down to Paskin, who's right. While they're still Isaac in this Shiloh, if one says to the other, listen, but you owe me, Pachim, the Shabbat Pruta, Bezdin goes to finish off that Pesach also. And it's only then we don't start, but we finish off a Shiloh even with Pachim, the Shabbat Pruta. But since you started, you continue. So the Mishnah. Chamisha Chum Shinein. There are five halachas of paying back an extra fifth. Elohein. Hoechel Truma. If a Zara regularly Yisrael eats Truma b'sheigeg, the halacha is you have to pay back to a Kohen the value of what you ate, and you have to add on to another fifth. Oh, Truma Smeiser, the same thing you ate what a Levi has. From his Meiserishin, it takes off Truma Smeiser, it has a halacha of Truma. If a Zara eats from it, or even a Levi eats from it b'sheigeg, he has to add on a fifth. Oh, Truma Smeiser Shodamai, even where it's a Suffolk, where you bought these Paris of an Amoritz, that mid Rabbanon you have to be Mafra is Truma Smeiseris. So the Rabbanu will not mechayev you when you take off your Trumas Meister, you have to add a fifth onto it. The Hachalo, if a Yisrael eats Chalo, has a lacha like Truma, that you have to add a fifth on when you pay it back to the Kohen. The Abikurim, if a Yisrael eats Bikurim B'Shegeg, it has a lacha like Truma, it's supposed to give it to the Kohen, not to a Yisrael. If a Yisrael eats it, they have to add on a fifth. Moist of Chemish. Now the Apoide Netar Ravai, in the fourth year, that the lacha is on the fourth year, you pay it. Either you can bring it up neither in Yerushalayim, or if you want to eat it outside Yerushalayim, you have to be paid to it. So if the owner is paid to his own net to Ravai, he has to add on a fifth to it. Or Meister Sheni Shaloi, the same thing when you have your own pairs of Meister Sheni, when you want to be paid to them, put them onto money, and just take the money up to Yerushalayim, you have to add another fifth onto it. Meister Chaymish. Ha Poyde Segadeshoi. If you were Makdis something, you made it Hegdish, and now you, the original owner, comes to buy it back to be paid to it off Hegdish, and Allah Meister Chaymish. You have to add on a fifth to what it's really worth. Ha nene shavapruta min a hegdish. if somebody b'shoigeg to was over the Yisrael Milo, he took Hano enjoyment from Hegdish for the Shem Fruta. Most of Chaimish, the Lachar is, you have to pay back the Hegdish, what you took from them, the Hano you took from them, and you have to add on a fifth also. You have to be most of the Chaimish to Hegdish. The Yagoizel et Chaveir Shem Fruta. Yeah. The Yagoizel et Chaveir Shem Fruta. If somebody steals from his friend the Shavapruta, the Nishpaloi, and he took you to Bezdin, and you swore in front of Bezdin that you did not steal from him, and later you admit that you yourself did steal from him, Halacha is you have to pay back the Keren and the Chaimish. That's Halacha Maisif Chaimish. Yes, did on a fifth to that, we had the drushes in the Gemara and Babakana. Omar Rav, Rav said like this, Kashale the Rebbe Loza. Rebbe Loza had a Kashale like this, Trumas Maisif Shel Dumai. In the case of Trumas Maisif Shel Dumai, that means you bought these payers off an Amoritz. That Nidhi Raisa, we say the Amoritz really took off Trumas Maisus. It's only Nidhi Rabbonah, the Rabbonah Machoshus, maybe they did not. That you have to take off Maisus and Trumas Maisa. The question is, Vichy also Chachomim Chizuz the Reyam Kishotero. That the Rabbonah goes so far now when you take this Trumas Maisa to say that if Yisrael eats from it, when he eats the Beshoigdig, that he has to pay it back to the Kohen, he still has to be Maisa B'chaymish, and the Kurus only Nisim with the Rabbonah. So men with the Rabbanah, they weren't machmas so much to say that if Yisrael eats from it, he has to add the chaimish. It's enough to say he has to go back to Karen. That was a question on the Gemara. This the Gemara says no. Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Shmuel. Omani, who does Amishna go like Rabbi Mehi? Amishna goes according to Rabbi Mehi Shrita. The Yomah, the Rabbi Mehi always says, also Chachomim Chizit Ledevrayim Kishol Torah. Yes, when the Chom say something, they make a new halacha, they make it strong, just like Minat Torah, they make a chizit. Rashi says like Lohoisif al Trumas Maisa Shodamai Chaimish Shenafishosilam Devrayim. So yes, according to Rabbi Meir, when the Rabbanim make up halacha, then make a chizik Mamish Kishol Torah. Where's Rabbi Meir's halacha? Tatani will learn like this: Hanei v'get from Dinas Hayom. If somebody brings a get from over the ocean, Dinas Hayom Nos Nulo. Now the shliach gives the get to the wife. V'loyomalo, and the shliach does not say to the wife, Befonai Nichta, Befonai Nechtan. Again, this was a shlichus. That the get was given from Dina Sayom, says the Takana Midrabonin, that the shliach that brings the get has to say before Nai Nichtav or before Nai Nechtam, in front of me it was written, I know the get was written Lishmo, and in front of me the get was signed. Now the shliach gave it over to her, and the shliach did not tell over to her before Nai Nichtav. The lacher is Yoitzei Yavlad Mamzer. If she remarried on the smach that the first get was good, had she had children from the second husband, we say that that get is bottle, the first get. And therefore, Yotzeh from the second husband, she also has to go out now, because she's still married to the first husband. And if you have Vlad Mamzer, if she had a child from the second husband, the kid is Mamash Mamzer. Diva Rabbi Meir. That's what Rabbi Meir says. Because there's a question over here. Really, Midi Raisa, the get's a good get. The get was written Lishmo, and it was given to her. It's only a Takonim Midi Rabbanon that the Shliach that brings a get from Medina Sayom has to stay before a Nechtam. So if the Shliach did not say it, what did he do wrong? He didn't listen to the Rabbanan, that's all. But the right to the get should be a good get. Still, Rabbi Meir says no. Rabbi Meir holds the Chum and goes so far to say that we say with the Rabbanan this get is no good. So if we say the get is no good, the kids are mamish mamzerim. That means the Rabbanan make a chizik, mamish minat kien diraisa. That's Rabbi Meir, that you see he goes so strong like this. Yeah. The Chum say no, ain't our blood mamzer. We don't go so strong to say the kids are mamzer. If she got married to a second husband, she had kids, we say the kids are kosher. Then we say that the first get was also kosher. Kate said, yes, so what should we do? Well, at least lechatchila, what are you supposed to do now? We take the get back from her. The yachzu v'yitnenu lo, and give the get to her a second time. If neishlam, in front of two eidim. V'yoyim lo, now the shliach says, say to her, before nechtam. So this is what you're supposed to do l'chatchila, before she got married. But if she got married, then the rabbanim say, so far we don't go to say the kids are mamzerim. Now the question is, Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbi Meir Shita, mishum de lo yomala before nechtam, just because she did not say before nechtam, yoytzev yavlad mamzer, is that enough of a svar to say that yoytzev, we say she has to go out from the second husband, and the kid she has from him are mamzerim? Why? Midi raisa the get's a good get, that's only midi rabbanim this psul. So why should we go so far? So Mar says yes. Rabbi Meir Latam, Rabbi Meir goes according to his own time. The Yom Rav Amnuna Mishmeidula Oymer Hoyer Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir used to say Kol Hamishan Mimatbeya Shetovach Chomer Begitin. Anybody that changed a little bit from the Matbeya, that means the Nusach, the way you're supposed to write up the get, the way the Chum said the right Nusach, how to write it. Whoever changes any little part the way the Rabbanan say to do, the lacher is Yotzer v'Avlad Mamzer. In such a case, even though it's only Psum with the Rabbanan, but the Rabbanan goes so far to say we have to be noig as if Mamish this get is nothing, and therefore should remarry and have kids, the kids are Mamish Mamzerim. So now our Mishnah goes according to Rav Meir also. Most of Rashi, especially as the Kashi, says the lacher,
Michal l'noisoi kesef al kesef. That if you have this Maisa Shani Shel Demai, you can be Mechalit of Kesef onto Kesef. You Mechal once onto Kesef. Now that money you can Mechal onto another Kesef. Nechoshes al Nechoshes. If you have copper onto copper coins. Kesef al Nechoshes. Who are then if you have silver coins that you were first paid your Maisa Shani onto silver coins? Now you can paid it back onto copper coins. Who Nechoshes al Paris and the opposite way also. You can take from copper coins and be paid it onto Paris. And the yachs of Yiftras the Paris, you'll have to go ahead and be paid to this Paris again. And Rashi said the Chiddush is, if they take the Kesef, that Afilu Chutzlu Yishlaim, even outside Yishlaim, you could do all this. This is the Chiddush in the Maisa Shani of Demai. Now, the yachs of Yiftras the Paris, this is Rav Mei Yishita. Vachoma and the Chom say, Yalu Paris, no, you have to bring these Paris itself up, the Yechlu Yishlaim, even in Yishlaim. So Rashi said, "Shanachom is that you could bring these Paris itself up to Yerushalayim. Who is tiku lokach lasu lechalon? They didn't force you to be mechalad again back onto money. Again, first you had this Maisa Sheni. All right, a turnover.
Oh, birth.
Again, the chum say yalu Paris v'yerchlu Yerushalayim. You'll have to take these Paris up and eat them in Yerushalayim." Again, this is the Paris that first you had your Maisa Sheni Shel Demai, you Mechal it onto Kesef, and then with that Kesef, you Mechal it onto Paris. Now, those Paris you'll have to bring up and eat them in Yerushalayim. That's what the Brisa says. Now, the question is, on me Mechal and Kesef on Cheshis, could you be Mechal the Kesef, the Maisa Sheni that you were first Mechal onto Kesef? Can you take that Kesef and Mechal it back onto Cheshis on the Kappa? If you have not learned by regular Maisa Sheni, sell us your Maisa Sheni, Vishachul and Shinasarvu. If you have a cell of Maisa Sheni and a cell of Chulun that got mixed up together, maybe the cell of Moist, you have to bring another cell of money, the same value. The Yermin is said like this, that Komokim Shieshna, wherever that first coin of silver of Maisa Sheni is, Komokim Shieshna, sell it to Maisa Sheni, Mechulelas al Moist alolu. It should be Mechul on this Kesef I have right here. And now, Uberes Ayofa Shebem, you pick out the best Kesef, the best silver coin there is there, Umechal Aleha. And now you mechala back this silver coin back onto that silver coin. So because you're taking out the best silver coin from here, and that's the one you're making for Maisa Sheni. Mipnei, why? What do you have to do like this for? Mipnei Shomer, because it was said that mechala noise kesef on the cheshes. You can only be mechala kesef onto the cheshes if you have no other way out, but not lechatchila. Loishikaim, not that it should stay that way. Eloshechoizu mechala na kesef. You have to bring it back and mechala back onto kesef. For Katon and me is what we learn over here, that Mechal and Midoichik, he's only be Mechal or Kesef on the Cheshev if you have no other way out. Midoichik in, Shaloi Midoichik Loi, if not by force, you're not supposed to do it. So how could we say here the Maisi Sheni Shal Demai? You want to do it Loi Chathilo, and here we see the regular Maisi Sheni not allowed to do it. So here is the Kash, the Kuru, we see that there's a special Kula by Maisi Sheni of Demai over regular Maisi Sheni. This is the Kasha. Before we were saying that Mishnah goes like Rav Meir, that they made the same Chumas by Demai, and here it's Mashman, there's a special Kula by Demai. Alright, we'll stop here. Yeah, hold me up. Daf Nun Hei Yom Abayz. Again, the bottom Gemara was. Yeah, hold Daf Nun Hei Yom Abayz. The Esk Mori, how was again that we asked the question, our Mishnah says that even our Maisa Sheni Shal Demai, that you have to eat a Chaymish when you pray to it. So Mori says we go according to Rav Meir. And Ramea says, Rabbona make a chizik, mamish meina diraisa. Now in the bottom we had a Gemara, that most of Rosh Hashis, it says, mechal noisa if you mechalo, maise sheni shal demai, kesef ha kesef, if you have it, you're appointed once onto kesef silver, you can take this silver, put it onto another silver, or nechoshis on nechoshis, kapa onto kapa. And kesef on nechoshis, you can be appointed a silver coin onto a kapa coin, or nechoshis on a peris, and then the kapa coin, you can be appointed the kedusha onto peris. And the yachz of Yiftar as a parish should also be prayed to that parish back onto Kesef and take it up to Yerushalayim. Dibur Rebbe Meir, this is the words of Rebbe Meir. Vachom or Nechom say, Yalu parish v'yechlu b'Yerushalayim. If you want, you could take those parish up and even in Yerushalayim. This is not the question yet. Now we have the question of me, Mechalin, Kesef al Mechashas, if you have silver. Notice, first you have your parish of Maisa Sheni that you will Mechal onto silver coins. And now these silver coins, if they are too heavy or you don't want to take them up to Yerushalayim,
so you could be mechal them onto nechoshes kappa coins. So Gemara says, that's true. If you have tanaim, we learn like this. Sela shemaisa sheni v'shachulun shenasarvu. If you have one seller of maisa sheni, that you applied the yepiris onto the seller, onto the silver coin, and it got mixed up with other chulun dika coins, so you don't know what to do now. One of these coins have kedusha on it. So how do you get that coin out? So the answer is, maybe b'sela mois, bring another coin, another seller here of money. The yom is like this. That kolmakim sheyeshna seller shemaisa sheni. Wherever that seller of maisa sheni is in this tarubis, in this mixture, mechulelis al maisa lalu, should be mechul onto this kesef, this silver coin that I have here. Then you pick out the best coin.